I know the impressions you get from seeing Magnum on television, but criminology is computerized these days. I mean real, professional criminology. It is not computerized for Magnum. It is not computerized in the office above Bartholomew's drugstore in Franklinville, New York. That's the office of Randall Buchanan. He's a real-life Sam Spade-style detective who solves crime the old-fashioned way, with toughness and cunning, one puzzle piece at a time. While friendly rivals in the local PD depend on forensic pathology and investigative microscopy, Buchanan gets his answers the old-fashioned way that Philip Marlowe used to. He stalks his suspects physically and psychologically. Buchanan's detective agency headquarters is pretty much what you'd picture, a dingy 15 by 20 foot lair with a dangling funnel-shaded light bulb and an old typewriter perched on a desk and a dusty overstuffed file cabinet and a steel safe, big window overlooking the town square. It could be a movie set from the 1940s. Right now, it's real. You'd think Buchanan would stand out in a crowd, hat brim sloping over his eyes, shoulder holster bulging from beneath an upturned collared trench coat, but Buchanan has a way of evaporating into the mist, of dissolving chameleon-like into any setting. PIs who cannot disappear, he says, sometimes pay for it with their lives. Buchanan, self-described, is mentally strong, hard-nosed, willing to put himself on the line and his work before everything. He has other agents working for him, mostly undercover. They all meet twice a week to compare notes. Otherwise, he's a lone wolf, a freewheeling detective who has a sometimes strained working relationship with local police. The high-visibility boys visit Buchanan's office once in a while, undersheriffs, FBI agents, even newspaper reporters. They all say the same thing. Tell us if you get hold of something big. And Buchanan smiles, his eyes gunmetal cold. There are all kinds of cases in Buchanan's files, more drug traffic than homicide of late. When you're a PI in a dime novel tradition, nothing is too big, and when you're Randall Buchanan, danger is waiting in every alleyway. The pushers have tried to get tough with him, but he has grown accustomed to their threats. Buchanan has no trouble staying cool. He's done it all his life. Not even the constant frustration shows on his face. They're headed up to here with knock-kneed witnesses and unreliable sources and often reticent law enforcement agencies. But if you can't read Buchanan, maybe you wouldn't want to. There's something that draws us to an enigma like flame-crazed moths. As long as there's a Randall Buchanan around, there's a guy who will never die, the old-fashioned PI. The detective who digs his success out of an ancient fingerprint set and a cosmic knack for knowing what to do next. His toughness is even more impressive when you realize that that shoulder holster is empty. It's there only for effect. For aside from his surveillance of local drug dealers, his targets are mostly shoplifters, missing goods, miscellaneous petty crooks. Buchanan has been given IDs by the local sheriff's office, but he's not even licensed. He's not even licensed as a private investigator, not yet. For right now, Buchanan has other concerns. The number one concern being the ninth grade. He's got to graduate from that first. Randall Buchanan, the hard-bitten, fast-witted, cold-eyed, old-fashioned detective, is 14. And now you know the rest of the story.